Okay. First, I want to thank Rogério for a wonderful conference. Not only did I learn a lot, I ate very well. So thanks a lot, Rogério. And I hope we can continue with this. Okay. So, I'm sorry, I'm not perfect with this. Okay, in the brief time that I have, what I'd like to do is to, on the background of Gabriel's talk, is to try to make some brief comments that highlight the importance and usefulness of an epistemic approach to the analysis of economies where agents have heterogeneous beliefs. I'll kind of give you first a general description of what is an epistemic model, and then I hope to put one and give you some sense as to what it is. The thing about an epistemic model is that it provides an explicit and complete descriptions of the beliefs of each agent, not only about the relationship between prices and states of nature. By state of nature, I mean what is sometimes called a fundamental, I mean a state that defines all, that defines what we call the real variables. But an epistemic model also specifies the beliefs of each agent about the beliefs of other agents. So to put it in more qualitative terms, an epistemic model describes the theory that each agent has about the world, how the agent sees the world, and that includes also his theory about the theories that other agents have. So what does this, what does this description buy us? When we have an epistemic model, we can define precisely common knowledge of rationality and market clearing. Basically, it's a situation where each agent is rational, believes that every other agent is rational, and so forth. And we can examine and explore in a precise way under what condition does common knowledge equilibrium, this is the term I'm using for the solution that Gabriel presented to us, it's a term that Gabriel used in another paper, under what conditions does the solution that Gabriel presented to us is indeed consistent with common knowledge of rationality and market clearing. In particular, conditions that we might be interested in is, okay, so we want to know, for example, whether, each agent really has a complete theory about the world, in particular if each agent has a certain view about the distribution of the conditional distribution of prices in each state, whether we can obtain the multiplicity that Gabriel showed us in the first part of his talk. What I'm saying, by the way, refers to the first part of Gabriel's talk. Whether we can obtain this multiplicity if agents have a common prior on the states of nature. In other words, can the multiplicity of solutions that Gabriel showed us, the multiplicity of possible prices, can be the result just of heterogeneity in the beliefs of agents about the relationship between prices and states, okay? And that is indeed what I'm going to show you in a sense, that we can obtain that multiplicity even if agents have ex ante a common prior on the states of nature. So all this multiplicity is really due to heterogeneous views about the relationship between states of nature and prices. And a third thing that we might be interested in is whether the belief that an agent has about the theory that other agents have is independent of the state of nature or not. Okay, which is in the interest of time, I'll not dwell too much on why that might interest us. And then, as I hope to, I won't show you the proof, but what we can show is that using such a framework, which I'm about to describe to you in a couple of minutes, we can show that indeed, under two mild qualifications, the solution that Gabriel described to us is consistent with common knowledge of rationality and market clearing. That is, we can get the multiplicity that Gabriel described, even when agents, even in a situation where an agent has a complete, fully specified theory about the world, and where ex ante there is a common prior on the states of nature. By the way, the fact that this result is qualified, so that it's not always true, but generally true, is another indication for the importance of an epistemic approach. Okay, because it's not. You might think, yes, that basically what Gabriel said is it's kind of clear that what Gabriel described to us is consistent with common knowledge of rationality. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, if you go into a more refined analysis and you wish to obtain this multiplicity under the conditions that I specified, then there are actually two qualifications that are mild, but that are indicative of the fact that this is something that needs to be examined more carefully. Another benefit of an epistemic model is that it gives us a framework that is helpful in understanding the relationship between different solution concepts. So for example, Dutta and Steve have a paper which has already been mentioned here that proposes another interesting solution concept which they call belief equilibrium. And in this solution concept has a common feature with the solution that Gabriel described, in the sense that agents have heterogeneous beliefs about the relationship between states of nature and prices. But in Dutta and Morris, these beliefs are in effect common knowledge. Okay, so agents have different beliefs, but each agent knows the beliefs of other agents. Okay? Now it turns out this thing, which might strike you as a rather subtle difference, is quite important, because in particular, in the example that Gabriel was looking at, the belief equilibrium does collapse to the fully revealing rational expectations equilibrium. Okay? So now you can see, my point is that you can see the relationship between a belief equilibrium and common knowledge equilibrium in a clear and sharp way in a general epistemic framework. The new solution that Steve was proposing in the first talk can also be seen as a certain assumption in this general epistemic framework that I'm about to put down. Basically, it would be an assumption that the beliefs of agents, the belief of each agent about the types of other agents, is coming from a common prior. So now after all this introduction, motivating this approach, let me try to just briefly describe to you this framework. So first of all, what is the starting point? The starting point is an economy with asymmetric information, which is what you think it should be. I mean, we were talking about a continuum of consumer, about a finite number of commodities, a finite number of states of nature. A state of nature defines the utility of a player, and players have, there's some asymmetric structure which is represented by information partitions. There is some prior probability of each agent, which you could assume is a common, but in fact, turns out that it doesn't really matter given the heterogeneity of the beliefs of agents on the relationship between prices and states. But in particular, you can just assume that it's a common prior on this set of states, and you have the utility. function, which of course depends on the state, and then an initial bundle that each consumer has, which might also depend on the state. So this is just a general exchange economy with asymmetric information. Okay, so finally, what would be this epistemic model that I've been praising all along? So the cornerstone of an epistemic model is what we call a state of the world, and it gives a complete description of every economic characteristic, every characteristic of the situation. So it would describe the state of nature, the price. It would describe the belief of each agent and the choice of each agent, where the belief of each agent would be, again, not only on the relation, not only on states of nature and prices, but also on beliefs of other agents. So the way we do that, the way to do it in an epistemic framework is that you have this notion of a type of an agent, okay, and the type a type of an agent defines his choice behavior, which in this case would be his demand function. That is how much he wants to consume as a function of his private information, represented by this pi I theta prime and the price which he observes. And his beliefs about states of the world. Okay, so an agent has a belief, again, not only just on prices and states and their joint, but also on beliefs of other agents. Okay, so that we can check that the theory that an agent has about the world is consistent with a reasonable theory about what other agents are thinking. Okay. So an epistemic framework in particular gives us this additional information. What is each agent thinking about how others are thinking? And in particular, we can ask whether what he's thinking about what others are thinking is reasonable. Okay, so from this ex ante belief on the states of the world, we can derive his interim belief, that is, after he gets his private information on the states of nature and he observes the price, we can say, well, as a function of that, what does he think, and what would he want to, what bundle of commodities would he like to pick? So a model would be a specification of all these elements, the set of types of each player, the beliefs, the functions that determine the beliefs, the choices, and this omega, which is the set of states of the world. And then we can talk about when does such a model satisfy common knowledge of market clearing. Well, basically, if it is the case that in each state of the world, the aggregate demand equals the aggregate supply. Okay, so that in particular implies that that he's assigning probability one that markets clear, and he thinks that everyone else is aware of the fact that markets clear, and so forth. And then the model satisfies common knowledge of rationality if in each state of the world an agent is picking the best bundle in his budget set with respect to his beliefs. And now we can say, okay, what are we interested in? We want to know what are the set of outcomes that are consistent with common knowledge of rationality and market clearing. So an outcome would be a combination, an outcome that interests us would be a combination of a state of nature and a price. Okay, and we would say, well, this is a possible outcome if there's a state of the, if we have a model which is consistent common knowledge rationality market clearing as we've just defined. And in this model, there's a state of the world where this outcome is materialized. Okay. And then we can have the following result, which I don't know if you want to go into the, if we want to if we really want to go into the details, but the nature of the result is, yes, now we can really ask, well, in this setup, does common knowledge of rationality in market clearing give us the solution that Gabriel described? And the answer is that under two mild qualifications, it does. Okay. So there are examples where this doesn't happen. In fact, there are examples of non-existence. But the general message, again, or result, if you wish, is that, yes, we do get this solution, and we can get it even when agents have a complete agreement about the underlying fundamental. So all, yes, including all the agents having a common prior about these fundamentals. So this multiplicity of outcomes is just a result of heterogeneous theories about the relationship between states of nature and prices. Okay? Everything is fully specified. Each one has a complete theory. They all have complete agreement about the underlying economy. Okay, so that's it, I guess. Thank you.